We've been talking about bioengineering mosquitoes off the face of the planet, deliberately making at least some types of them extinct. And I listen to this and I think, where's the grief? The sense of regret? Isn't there anything about mosquitoes we'd miss? This is David Rothenberg playing music with insects. He's recorded songs with a lot of them, with crickets and cicadas, and yes, even mosquitoes. Producer Craig Ely sat down with David Rothenberg to talk bug music.
They've been there as humanity evolved. Millions of years before us, millions of years before birds and whales and anything else. The insects were here first, and we kind of intuitively know that there's something to respect there about these ancient creatures. We like buzzy, rattly, kind of scratchy sounds. We have percussion instruments that make them. You know, the mbira in Africa, the thumb piano, you have to stick little pieces of metal on the end to make it buzz and make it more noisy, to make it more liked. You know, you plug a guitar and get some feedback and fuzz. We like that kind of thing, and maybe it comes back from our whole species evolving in the midst of exciting, rhythmic, overlapping insect sounds. This is the earliest music that's around. As humanity started to decide what sounds we should make, we heard all these sounds around. You know, insects make polyrhythms. You know, they're making overlapping sounds that really fit together into complex, organized, but wild and loose patterns. Just like what we try and do in music, we want to be rhythmic and exact, but not too exact. We have to have this irregularity.
So speaking of tiny, tiny vibrational movements, there's this one scientist, or it's a group of scientists that you talk about, who can actually listen inside a mosquito's brain. Is that right?
That's right. Igor Sokolov. I think he did this work at Clarkson University. And this, of course, I heard on a radio story first. And there you had that, you know, he offered up the sounds inside a mosquito's brain. And these are not like what we hear when a mosquito is buzzing in our ear. It's how the molecules are moving against each other, recorded in a microscopic way. And he wanted to demonstrate that the sound of the living molecules in the brain is different than a dead one, you know, where they're also moving around. You could hear the sound of life at its most minute. Even bee sounds or wasp sounds are more fun. Something about the mosquito sound is something you imagine is going to keep you up all night buzzing and whining around in your ear. You don't want to wear headphones and listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think that is? Is it just that element of danger?
I think it's annoyance. You know, I don't think at that moment people are thinking about the terrible diseases you can get from mosquitoes, because although many of us, if you travel in these places, you know mosquitoes are dangerous, I think more significantly to most of us, they are annoying. And if you spend time in places where there's so many mosquitoes that to be annoyed by them is a ridiculous luxury, like go to the Arctic, go to Alaska, or go to Lapland, and there's just mosquitoes everywhere. People living there, they just accept it. You just get into it after a while. They're not so dangerous in these places as much as annoying and bothersome, and there they are. You get used to it, which is an interesting fact of insect sound. Do people then love the sound in some way? I imagine there are some yoiks, kind of Sami, Lap, Arctic, Finnish, Swedish music, where people sing the sound of an animal. And mm-hmm. I bet you could find a mosquito yoik, because the sound is so cool. And the one piece on my record, Inside the Mosquito's Brain, it's all made out of artificial sounds that are like what the mosquito is doing. He's spend time listening to these things, you start to hear different things as being musical. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just like any music. You know, you listen to Indian music for the first time, it all sounds the same, and then if you learn more about it, there's so many subtleties and differences. You listen to electronic dance music, it's all the same beat, the same stuff. Until you learn more about it, you realize that, boy, within this sameness that seems the same from the outside, inside is a huge amount of variation and specific differences that you have to take time to figure out.
You know, David, we've talked to some people over the course of this show who are, you know, really seriously entertaining the idea that the mosquito should be eradicated. But, you know, you are actually someone who's played music with them. You're an artist who's kind of engaged with the mosquito. How does that make you feel?
Of course, it would be a deep tragedy to lose the whine. You know, the incessant whine, the annoying sound of the mosquito. If this sound was no longer heard, we would have lost something important to humanity and human evolution. And people would spend a lot of time trying to recreate that sound and keep it going, just like the people who long for the sounds of millions of passenger pigeons flying overhead. No one can believe there were ever that many pigeons. And what was the sound like? We don't know. So if the mosquito is eradicated, then we better practice how to retain and engage with and remember its sound, as annoying as it might be, that there is something valuable in that as well. You can't get rid of everything you don't like. You have to put up with it. And you have to celebrate, you know, a sound that's so powerful. Celebrate the whine, like, meow, that really could bother you, but celebrate the fact that sound can have such power.
David Rothenberg. His latest CD and the book about his collaborations with insects is called Bug Music. Craig Ely talked with him.